broadcast videos live. That's great. I should check my YouTube channel to get the link. Okay, here it is. Video embed, event page. Okay, hang on. I'm just going to pop on YouTube and get the link. Natalie.hyperville.com. Oh, this is so awkward. Why is it done this to me? I did not have time to fix it. Everyone's still good?
Yeah, my glasses are the worst.
Huh? Oh,
I'm sorry, my glasses just reflect everything. Can you see? My entire keyboard.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Hey, we finally have someone who isn't wearing a pair of glasses.
Adrienne wears contacts.
I'm a cheater. I'm wearing contacts. I do have glasses. I'm blind. So blind.
Like how I just threw you under the bus. I'm like, sure, it's contact.
Okay, this is showing up on my, hang on, live events, maybe. Okay, this isn't showing up on my current YouTube, so that's awesome, even though it says live. There's a link thing here. Can everyone see the thing down the bottom that says link?
Where?
I have no idea.
That's okay. I'm just gonna try and
The little box in the corner says we're live.
Yeah, I know, and I'm just trying to make it work. So Twitter, oh god. Sorry everyone.
Oh no, it's fine.
I'm just glad I'm
not the one behind this, because
that's why I let Natalie do it all.
It's fine. And then there was another problem, and now this is a problem, and it's not making me happy. Okay.
Are you folding laundry on my bed, Kaylee Walker?
It's
the cons of having a bottom bunk.
We're trying to.
I love you.
Embed, but tell us if this works.
I did notice. I just didn't say anything. I am. That's not a true statement.
What I don't want is for people. I really don't want people to be able to like drop into the hangout. If you know what I mean, like to be able to get themselves in.
You just want them to be able to look at it.
That makes a lot of sense.
There's an embed code here that I'm quickly going to email maybe to Brooke as well.
Yeah, Courtney's stuck in traffic, so.
I saw her tweet.
Ice everywhere.
Generally, this used to have a YouTube link. That's the thing. It used to be connected to YouTube, and now I don't know what's going on. And why is my face like that? What happened to my camera? Am I there?
Yeah.
Links.
Bye. Hey, Kaylee, can you move the magnet? Move the magnet, please. Thank you.
Okay. Compose.
We got one response saying that works. Another one saying works for me. So.
Okay. Why didn't this embed work? Yes. Hello.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, everyone, if you're there, this used to be linked directly to YouTube, and now it seems to not be, and I'm very upset about it, so just give me 3 seconds to try and embed it. The thing down the bottom still says 0 viewers, so I don't know, like, it's weird. Again, keep responding if you can see us, and if anyone can see this on YouTube, tell us, because right now it seems to just be in its own Google Plus page, and I'm sort of not here for that. Can Brooke see it?
Brooke just sent a message.
Tell her I'm emailing her an embed code for the Hyperball post. Presumably she can hear me. If you just
I
heard
think
that,
she can hear you. <by
me>. Okay, I just sent that to her, so that should work as an embed on Hyperball, but I don't understand why this isn't giving me a YouTube, which is generally the easiest to use. So sorry about that. Loading,
that's
working,
like
working,
and
working,
YouTube
working, working. Working, that's good. Okay, I don't know why it says that we have no viewers, but I guess I'll just... Oh, no, seven. Okay, seven will do. We can talk to seven people. That's fine. So, yeah, she should... Yeah, so we should have the Hyperball link for you in a second, but I also just tweeted out the link to... Brooke's got the YouTube link. Yeah, Brooke, can you just embed whatever embed version is easiest, whether YouTube or whatever, to Hyperball, to the post that we did earlier, and also just tweet out the YouTube link for anyone. Sorry, I've got like three screens open right now. But yeah, we're here, everyone, tonight to technically our 50th episode. We were planning next week to be our 50th episode, the next review for Illuminated, but we had this last-minute opportunity to get together with some people for a 50th birthday party. I told you in the last episode that we might have a special party, and I was being facetious then, but it turned out to be true. So, hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We've got, basically, it's me and Karen and Donya from our team, and then we have Liz and Adriana, who are two of the big coordinators of BiteCon, the Bite Convention, which is the Teen Wolf Convention happening in LA this April, which we will all be attending. So does everyone want to introduce themselves? Adriana and Liz, do you want to just say a bit about what your roles are with the convention, first of all?
Sure. I'm Liz, and I'm the con chair and temporarily the hotel liaison.
Okay, so yeah. What have you been doing with that? Like, what's your role been, sort of?
Never sleeping ever, basically. because I'm also... I'm also a full-time student. I go to UC Santa Cruz, but as con chair, basically I just am in, like, I delegate a lot. I have a super capable team of, like, people, and, like, basically I just tell people what to do, and then spend 30 hours working on a contract for Tyler Posey.
That was cool. that sounds fun.
We got it down now. We have our system is much better now, but it was our first one, so we were like, I don't know what we're doing. But basically, like, for Conchair, I'm just, like, keeping everybody, like, on track, I guess, and, like, as the hotel liaison, I'm in charge of, like, meals for us and, like, our guests of honor and, just, like, audiovisual and anything, like, that goes on with getting, like, anything to do with the hotel. That's what I'm in charge of right now.
Cool. And the hotel has been good so far, I suppose.
Yeah,
it seems like a cool...
they're so accommodating. Like, a bunch of the guys who work there are Teen Wolf fans.
Oh, I was going to say, have they any had any geek conventions before? Because I've heard a lot about hotels having, like, business conventions, and then, like, a nerd con comes along, and there's, like, a whole different ball game, and, like, people running around, like, cosplay and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. Have they ever done any other things like this again? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I think they said something about doing one, like, previously a while ago. I think, actually, even Creation said they used the Sheraton, but then it was too small for them, something to that effect. So, yeah, they have, but I don't know. It's really nice because, you know, we have people who actually like the show, so they're going to want to do... Mm-hmm. Like a good job and stuff. We have people like, he's like, his name's Danny, and he was so funny because he actually got to meet Edie, and he was like fangirling and freaking out. And he's like, I don't care what they say, I don't care what they say. Like, if they don't put me at the schedule, I'm going to bring my shirt and work anyways. So it's really funny.
Oh, that's amazing. That's cool. I can't wait to meet Danny. Adriana, what's your role been so far then as well?
I'm have my hands in a little bit of everything right now, but mostly it's like programming and vending. So anything to do with the program, I'm helping with that. The main person though for that is Marissa, and I work under her. Mm-hmm. Because Marissa's not here, so it's kind of hard for her to visualize the space. So that's what I'm here for, to help her and be like, well, we really can't do that because we don't have the space. Mm. Or I don't know about the timing for that because we'd have to go from here to here. And so I'm doing that too. And then I'm also the contact for MTV and for our charity. So.
Okay. So
yeah, I'm doing a lot.
How many are on your team, like in total then, like for BiteCon? Like how many official BiteCon staff are there so far?
there's me and Adriana. We have Vanessa, who is our guest of honor liaison and on our accounting team, and then Andy, who's also on our accounting team. Karen, who's in charge of like security and our legal stuff. Lauren is our social media coordinator. So if you've ever talked to us on like Twitter or on Tumblr, that's Lauren. Cassie's our volunteer coordinator, or Cassandra is our volunteer coordinator, and Lottie is our registration. Did I miss anybody? I think that's it. I think there's 8 of us.
Yeah. And have any of you ever like run a con before or worked on a con before?
Karen.
Karen does Anime Los Angeles.
Cool.
Not me.
So. But we've been told.
Not your Karen.
Not our Karen.
No.
We're going to have to be like Karen and Karen 2.0 then.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure we'll have identity name tags or something weird like that. I mean, with BiteCon in general, the basic facts, we've got, it's April 18th to 20th in Los Angeles at Sheraton Four Points at LAX. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
When did you kind of decide to start planning a con? And, because a lot of conventions are run by professional convention companies, even if they're not official, even if it's not, like, the official Supernatural convention run by the CW or whatever network runs Supernatural. I don't know runs Supernatural. But, like, they're done by companies who do this professionally, whereas you're a group of fans sort of taking it off the ground. And when did you decide to do that? Like, how long? And what made you think, oh, you could actually do it, as opposed to sort of just speculating, like, oh, we should have a convention for this as a sort of joke or whatever?
You want to tell the story?
Yeah, I can tell the story. It was kind of my seed, I guess. We were at WonderCon, and I was in line to... I'm sorry if my voice sounds a little weird. I'm sick. I was in line to ask a question, and I still, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to ask. What should I ask? And Liz was there with me, and she was like, just ask.
At the Teen Wolf panel, this is, I assume.
What? I'm sorry?
At the panel.
Yeah. And you know, you get to line up and you can ask them questions and stuff. And last minute, spur of the moment, I was like, what if we asked them if they would come to a con in LA? And so I went up there and I asked Jeff Davis and he said, yeah, and he would bring them all. And we were kind of like, he said he would come to a con, but there wasn't any cons going on or it wasn't happening and we didn't know how to make it happen, so we were just like, we didn't know who to call. We were like, what company would do this for us? So we were just like, let's just do it ourselves because everyone else is doing things for Teen Wolf on their own. Why can't we? I mean you guys with your podcast and all that stuff, so we just thought, let's just do it, you know.
We started crunching numbers in April of last year, and everything kind of got off the ground in September. And
it's super ambitious. It's like, as I said, like you don't see very many like fan run cons. You mainly see ones that are done by a company, and it's really cool. And I feel like it's really indicative of like how the Teen Wolf fandom has sort of operated itself. It's all really grassroots and it's really cool, and you can kind of tell that in the way that you guys have, like, with your fundraising project and also just the way that you guys have sort of responded and what you've been choosing to focus on, even like the little bit that we know behind the scenes of what you guys have been doing. Just the attitude that goes into it is so different to anything like of those professional cons, and I think that all fandoms should do it like that. Like it's such a better atmosphere for the fans in general. Like rather than, I don't know, cons that sort of run themselves with a company and they kind of maybe look down on like the fans when they're like it's a business as opposed to them doing it because they want it just as much as everyone else does.
Yeah, I mean, Adriana and I have gone to quite a few cons at this point. I think like 3 or 4 a piece, which is not a whole lot, but in the fact that we only started going to cons, what, like 2 years ago, I think that's, you know, a fairly large amount of them, but we haven't entirely been satisfied with a lot of our con experiences, not in, like, you know, like, we go with our friends and we have a lot of fun and stuff, but, like, we're always like, man, their time management is bad, or, like, oh, wow, I would do this differently. And so a lot of what we spend our time doing when we're, like, planning things is, like, what would I want from a con? Like, what is important to me? What do I want to do when I go to conventions? And so, like, for a lot of our planning and our programming and, like, the way our schedule is going to work out, a lot of it is that, like, we're just, like, always, like, what do we want from a con? Like, this is, you know, like, if we were going to pay, you know, $200, $300 for a convention, what would we want to get out of it? And so, like, I think that for a lot of, because, I mean, like, for a lot of cons that are companies, I think, like, convention companies or whatever, I feel like a lot of them forget that. They forget, like, you know, what the, like, that they need to pay attention to what their fans want.
Yeah, the big ones are really hard to orchestrate. Like, things like WonderCon and Comic-Con is so massive that everything's a mess. But with the smaller fandom-specific cons, it's kind of almost like a take-what-you-can-get kind of environment sometimes. Like, if it's a single fandom-specific con and they're kind of like, well, this is what we've given you and you should be grateful. It's not really run... I mean, it's not everything, but it's not... Not everyone is like that, but it's...
Right, right.
Here in Australia, we have a company that runs conventions, like, privately, like, for specific fandoms. They're so expensive. Like, $800, $900 for, like, the top ticket. And it's just a very much, like, it's so expensive, and it's insane, and it's not that well done. And it's just... More people, you know, I think with fans, they don't often take the risk, especially when a lot of money is involved. It's very... It's all very, you know, it's very well and good for us to start a podcast without really much money, you know, or anything like that going into it, just if we need to do something really special, like, you know, merch or something. Whereas a con, it's like you can talk all you want about how much you would love to run a con your way, but it's such a big thing handling that much money. So, like, you know, congratulations on being able to pull it off. It's very impressive.
Thank you. it was very daunting at the beginning, trying to find a hotel that would accommodate us. And I feel like we really lucked out with the Sheraton because they're so accommodating and they know our situation, and they know that we're, like, serious about this and that Teen Wolf is a big thing. It's a big deal, and so they're willing to, like, have our back is really nice, which is not something that normally happens, because I know we've been to hotels and they're just not.
Yes. I mean, it's a little bit off track, but, like, and I don't want to, you know, pin a lot of negativity around, but did you have, like, any knockbacks because people were like, oh, you're not actually a company running this, you're just a bunch of kids or whatever? Like, did people not take it seriously? Like,
we didn't get our first choice of hotel because they were not taking us seriously.
They didn't really, weren't too keen that I would have to call and be like, oh, okay, what's going on? And they're like, oh, I'll call you back, and we would never hear, and I would have to keep calling them. And it was really frustrating, and to a point that happens, too, with a lot of trying to get in contact with the celebrities, you know, the Ghosts, the Guests of Honor. But I mean, I'm just like, just go to our Indiegogo page. Like, it's like...
We're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's so hopefully now that we have, like, more, like, I feel once we were able to announce Posey, it was a lot better for us because we
established. Yeah.
And it's for we get a lot of questions on the Tumblr about, like, why we haven't announced more guests and why we don't have, like, more Guests of Honor, and it's part of our problem is that we didn't have, like, you know how most companies, when they start a company, they get a loan? We didn't do that.
Yeah, you just went from the ground up.
So we literally started with $0. Like, for us to get our business license, like, that came out of, like, our own pockets initially, and then we got reimbursed once we, you know, like, got a little bit of money from the fundraiser. But, like, the fact of the matter is that we don't have the kind of money to just throw at these actors so that they'll come to our convention. So we have to, like, everything is this, like, super careful, like, dance and negotiation. They don't want to feel like we don't want them to feel like we're ripping them off, but also, like, we can't we don't have any money.
we cannot give you $10,000. I'm
sorry. I wish we could. But like,
maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Yeah. We have with plans for more bikes.
With any business, it's kind of difficult to be like, you know, if you didn't have the original capital to then make back, you kind of have to be like, we can't pay you until we've actually raised the money from the ticket sales or from whatever what you're doing and, you know, your Indiegogo and all of that. And I mean, we're not really here to talk about, like, ins and outs of, like, financial business, but...
but it's just, you know, like, we're working. We're trying to get everybody's favorites at this con, like, because there are favorites, too, you know? We want them there just as much as you guys do, you know? Possibly more, depending on, like which one it is, but, you know, it's just... Who it is? Yeah, it's just.
So we're not going. We won't outright, you know, speculate about who might be coming to the con. But who is everyone's favorite?
We get the most questions about Tyler Hoechlin and Kiahu. They're the ones that are people are the most like. Are they coming? Oh, and Ian Bowen. I forgot about the entire.
Is Bobo coming to BiCon?
Isn't there a Tumblr account?
Yeah.
Is Bobo going to BiCon?
Yeah. Is Ian Bowen going to BiCon?
That's a Tumblr account. He's in. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
it's just Natalie, you guys. It's just
it's
Natalie.
It's me. Well, we'll hope so, but we won't.
I mean, we want
outright,
him there. We want him there.
Yeah, we want everyone there, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully, you know, we'll get everyone that we can hope.
We have time. We have there's so much time until April. So just because we don't have them now doesn't mean that we can't announce them in the future. And a lot of them too were like, well, call us in April because they might be busy. So who knows? Even 2 weeks before the con, we might be.
They might just be like, I could go down. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not that we don't want anybody there. You know, we're trying to but we're trying. So.
Donya and Karen, you're being very quiet. Do you want to take some of these points and about what we're meant to be talking about?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk, because obviously the tickets are going on sale tomorrow at 12 Pacific time, which is going to be super exciting. Why don't you talk a little bit about the different ticket levels for anyone who is watching who isn't familiar with BikeCon so far?
Okay, we have three ticket levels. We have alphas, betas, and Wolfpack tickets. And the alphas are our most exclusive package, and that's the one that's going to come with, like, there's an exclusive, lunch with Jeff Davis, and there's, like, priority seating and autographs, and I think that one comes with a t-shirt.
And a bracelet.
And it's just, like...
free entry into our...
our karaoke party.
There
we go. We're having like a karaoke dance party on Saturday night.
I really hope they have One Direction.
Of course. No, of course.
Listen. We love
Liam
One Direction.
Liam is my, all the love for Liam.
Everybody in my hall. I live in some dorms on campus. Like, everybody in my hall is so annoyed with me right now because I just keep playing Midnight Memories as like super loud in the middle of the day.
Can I show you guys the shirt I'm wearing right now?
Yeah, let's see.
Sorry everyone about this. I don't know if it's on camera properly. Can you see that?
Yeah, if I die today, tell Harry Styles I loved him.
Yeah. This t-shirt cost $40 from a designer website because
you could have made that.
Yeah, I know it's ridiculous, and I don't condone it. But I saw it, and it was literally like middle of the night instant purchase because I'm an idiot. But yeah,
I feel so outnumbered right now.
It's fine, don't worry. I'm excited.
I don't love One Direction, but I've taught
Karen about One Direction. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
I just go to Natalie when I want to know more.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
It's fine. We'll move on from that quickly.
And then, our
One Direction beta package. Yeah.
Our beta package is a little bit less than it's less than the alphas, so it doesn't come with like the lunch, and it doesn't like they get seating behind the alphas, but it does come with like a discounted price for the karaoke tickets. And then I think that the beta one comes with autographs as well, if I recall correctly.
It does. It
and then the wolf pack is just... the Wolfpack is just general admission. It's just a general admission ticket. It just gets you a seat at the convention. So, yeah. And then depending on, like, how, like, what our ticket sales look like, we might be selling individual day passes. So, like, once we get closer to the con, we'll know if we have extra, like, passes to sell. And so people who maybe only want to come to see, you know, one day or something can buy a one day like a one-day pass instead. But that'll just depend on how many we sell.
And what autographs and stuff will be... just because we get this question a lot, too, because, you know, if it's not included, they're like, oh, it's not going to be available. But we are... Photo ops and autographs, all of that will be available for purchase individually. Like, so if you don't get a chance to get a beta or an alpha, don't worry about it. Like, if you really want Tyler Posey's autograph, you will be able to get it. Like, it's not a big deal.
And what's the full capacity? Like, you know, regardless of whether it's going to be day passes or whatever, like, what's the is this a drama? Like,
is it, or... no, wait, it's 700?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the max of our ballroom is. Like, for, nope, not in that drawer.
Whatever the capacity is, but it's still going to be less than that because obviously we have to fit ourselves and you guys and stuff in there.
Yeah.
But the alpha and the beta are limited because we know how it is to go and buy, like, a gold ticket for a different con and have there be, like, 500 other gold tickets.
Yeah,
and
you're just
like,
yeah.
I paid $800 for this. Like,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I think one of the things you could probably draw a comparison with is, because I know, Natalie, you've been before, LeakyCon, their Rockstar passes are incredibly exclusive. Like, it's really, really hard to get a ticket.
Yeah, it's less than 10% of the whole con. And the first year it was kind of like, oh, they're on sale for a few weeks. And I think as the con got bigger, the Rockstar, but once people realized, like, how much more it got you, they sold out, like, an hour or something when it went on
stage.
You know, it became really competitive but it is like, it's just so much like easier, like, to get around, like, with it. Like, it's kind of, you know, it's obviously a lot less time consuming because a lot of people queue for, you know, long time to get into panels and stuff like that. But that's also a lot, like, of fun to queue for panels and sit there with people and, like, talk to people in the line around you and stuff like that. Like, it's just a different experience, but it is super exclusive and it sells really fast. So
yeah, ours is I think ours is somewhere around 10. Like, our alphas are around 10%, and then the betas are 20. I think it's about 20% because there's twice as many betas as there are alphas, about thereabouts. So, but I mean, I've been in our space, and there's not a bad seat in that house. Even if you get the last
really
seat in the back corner for the Wolfpack tickets, you're still going to be able to see the stage. It's a really nice space. I'm really excited about the Sheridan.
Yeah.
They're so nice to us.
I mean, this might not be something that you have ironed out yet, or you might have a flat yes or no answer to it. I don't know the exact situation. But are you just having one main stage with all events there, or are you having, like, smaller rooms with different panels as well?
No, it's one room and no concurrent panels because...
Oh, wow.
We want you guys to get what your money's worth, you know. We don't want you to have
say
to pick
everything.
And choose.
Yeah.
And then, two, it makes it really difficult for us, too, if we have to do concurrent panels. We have to be like, oh, well, we have to make sure this actor... what if he only gets 50 people and everybody else gets like 40 and or 400 or something, and it just makes it kind of like really awkward for that person.
Okay.
So, and we don't want to do that. So.
Yeah, the only exception to that is that we're gonna be having some like fan run panels, like discussion based fan panels. And those will be happening during the like during our autograph section. Like, so if you don't buy an autograph. Like opportunity with somebody, like maybe you don't have the money or no, whatever, you don't want one, there's still gonna be programming happening, so you'll be able to go to like a fan panel and stuff.
But it's not like the winner of the fan panel entry will be competing with like the Jeff Davis panel.
No way.
There's only one panel that is not open. It's only open for the alphas, and that's the one.
And that's the Jeff.
Jeff Davis one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
does that mean he will only be appearing in that one panel, or he's doing a special separate panel?
He's doing a separate panel.
It's like a lunchtime thing where we like feed the alphas and they get to like have a panel with Jeff Davis.
Okay. But he'll be doing a panel with everyone.
He'll be doing Jeff is going to be doing photo ops, autographs, and a separate panel. Because he's only coming on Saturday, so he's got a full poor guy. He's got a full day for him because.
hopefully, we can charm him enough to want him to come back the next day or something.
Yeah, right.
So I mean,
just
that,
rocks up with a Starbucks.
Yeah, hi guys, you came back. Hey guys. That being said, do you want to say who we have so far that he's officially announced? So Jeff Davis, you know, obviously the creator of Teen Wolf, he's going to be there.
Yep. And Tyler Posey's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Edie Mays.
Mm-hmm.
There, Brian Patrick Wade is going to be there. And last night we signed Kiahu. He's coming.
Yes, so that's why we're here basically today.
Yeah,
that's why I'm talking about.
We're here today to make that announcement, basically. Very understatement.
I'm trying to be real cool about it because Kiahu's my favorite.
High five, Liz. Join the club.
So that's who we have so far, and Kiahu is the newest announcement. Is he going to be there for the whole weekend or just one day as well at the moment?
I believe he's there. I believe we have him for the whole weekend.
It depends on the availability because we're doing – part of the reason why we wanted to do the con in April is because we knew they'd be filming in LA, which would make it easier for us to possibly, you know, have them come. We wouldn't have to fly them out and stuff like that. So the only day anyone currently on the show, the only day that they might not be there is Friday.
It's Friday.
Because they might be filming. But other than that, he's going to be there I think, entire weekend. And he's doing meet and greets.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Kiahu's doing a couple of meet and greets. Most of our guests of honor are only going to be doing, like, one, but I'm pretty sure Kiahu's going to be doing at least two of them.
Mm-hmm. And how will that be different to the photo ops and the autograph sessions?
Meet and greets are very super private. It's like ten people. It's you and like nine other people and then the actor.
Okay.
So that's what's up with our meet and greets. We haven't really worked out like too much about those yet because once we know how many guests of honor we have, we'll be able to hammer out like a schedule and so that people can figure out like which guests of honor they want to go.
I have this like vision. I have this like vision of like the week before the con, like filming, being like, "Oh, we're going down to this con. Oh, yeah, you want to come with?" And you end up with like 17 more like Teen Wolf cast and crew guests because they all came there to hang out or something. Like,
yeah, please no. That would be the dream. That would be the dream. Everybody just comes. If you've been on Teen Wolf even once, just go ahead and show up. It's fine.
Yeah, I want that guy that got set on fire in the trash can.
He was on the driver that they tore up in season one. Him too. He can come. It's cool. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Don't you guys have Seth as well?
Seth Gilliatt.
Because
I thought that's what you were going to say, and then,
I totally
can't believe. Oh my god, I feel really bad.
I hope he's not watching. I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, you just got distracted by Kiahu. That's totally normal.
He's my favorite. But yeah, he's definitely.
You were just itching to announce it, so you needed to get there. Those are the official guests, and presumably they'll be doing a panel all together and separate panels and all sorts of different topics. Hopefully they'd be able to, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with all the panels, whether it will just be a stand Q&A or whether they'll be talking on a certain topic about the show. But if they're there for the whole weekend and there's no overlapping panels, we've got a lot of chances to see everyone, which should be fun. But you're also doing these fan panel submissions at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, you do a fan panel, as you mentioned. So what kind of thing are you, like, looking for? What are you hoping for? Like, what are some of the best fan panels you've seen at other cons? And, like, what ideas do you have at the moment?
We haven't seen too many. That's why we
want
to do
panels.
Because, who better to lead a panel than a fan?
Yeah. I mean, those discussion panels are always really interesting. Like, again, going back to LeakyCon, you know, people who submit stuff in advance, you know, like discussion about whether, you know, Snape was really evil or good, or, you know, sexuality, or, like, all different kinds of things. Like, they are the kind of, like, long discussions that people get into in, like, fandom online and that kind of thing. And it's, yeah, it should be really good. And I'm interested to see what people come up with for Teen Wolf. So that is still going, the submissions at the moment, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you have even a tiny idea about something and you think you might be able to talk about it for 45 minutes, you should totally submit something, because, like, it would be great to have like just a lot of variety to pick from, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, it should be different. We are doing a fanfic panel too, so that.
Yeah, I'm excited about the fanfic panel. I'm super jazzed about it.
So.
That's going to be cool.
We don't have details finalized yet.
But
so
I have been in touch with a couple of pretty popular fic writers, and I've got two of them who are super down to come and do a panel with. To do this fic panel, so I'm really excited about that, because they're two of my favorites, one of whom I've followed from the Supernatural fandom to the Teen Wolf fandom, so I'm here for this.
Oh, okay. I love it when you follow people across fandoms. That's always,
I love it when people that write stuff that I like move fandoms with me. It's so nice.
I'm gonna be completely honest, I didn't have to do that, because literally all my Supernatural vlogs turned into Teen Wolf vlogs. They're super great.
There are so many people that I have known from past fandoms that, like, I now sort of refound on Tumblr, and they all love One Direction now. And I'm just like, yeah, we all went to the same place. Like, the girl who, like, literally wrote my favorite fan fiction of all time, ever, and she's, like, a grown adult, her blog now is all One Direction, like, hilarity and, like, memes and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, wow, okay. But, yeah, it's good times. But, yes, speaking of following people across fandoms or fandom connections, so, like, how do you guys know, like, Donya, or, like, you know, our show in general? I was under the impression that you guys sort of met Donya, but how did that happen? Like, why are we here with you today,
I think it was me, because I had been following you guys for a while, and I was just like, well, we need to just let the word out. We need to find somebody who has connections and who has a lot of followers on Tumblr. And so I emailed you guys, I think, I submitted a ask on Tumblr. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is our con, can you guys kind of, like, plug it? And then I met Donya, and then I kind of just, connections all over the place, I think,
that's
what happened.
I didn't know. We're really cool. Like, the email initially was just sitting in the inbox for, like, ages, and I think Courtney had originally replied back, and I was like, hey, are they looking for any more help, like, getting the word out more? And then we got talking, some more, and then I ended up getting my email passed around to, like, everyone in the convention.
There was, like, maybe only five of us. There wasn't, that many.
Like, yeah, Tonya's, like, on the team. She's always like, yeah, so this is what's going on with BiteCon. And I'm like, do you work for them now or something? Like, what's happening?
Like, I'm gonna steal her away at the convention, and I'm going to bring her to Santa Cruz with me, and it's going to be beautiful because it's warm here.
Oh, I've never been to Santa Cruz. Do you go to UC Santa Cruz?
I do. I'm a banana slug.
My brother went there. The banana slug. Yeah, my brother went there for, like, a year. I mean, he's awesome. Australian, but he went there.
It's been in the 80s Fahrenheit. I don't know what that means for people who use Celsius, but we went to the beach twice since I've been back.
I want to go to North California, like, to Santa Cruz and then up to San Francisco. I've never been there, and I was, like, considering going there on, like, the end of this journey, like, when I come over to BiteCon. So maybe I'll just, like, get in your car and, like, come back with you or something.
It's so great. You should. San Francisco's so great.
I've never been to Northern California. Did we have anything else? Karen, do you want to talk about any of this? I can't remember what else we have to chat about. So we have Kiahu. Mm-hmm. What else do we want to talk about? The charity that you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's a cool thing, Adriana. Talk about that since you're in charge.
Okay,
of that.
Well, we're still talking with, hold on, I have to get their name on my phone.
The National Wildlife Foundation?
I think so. The NWF.
I think it's the National Wildlife Foundation.
Yeah, and David is their, I guess, PR person, or not PR, but he's, the face, and we're talking with them and him specifically to come do a panel on wolves versus werewolves, and bring actual wolves with him.
Oh, sure. That was kind of the moment that, all of us were, in. Back in the day... So, she was like, they're trying to get this thing where this guy, this ranger comes and brings real wolves. And we're just like, there's going to be real wolves. We're all coming.
We're trying really hard. We're trying really hard to make that happen.
Yeah, it would be pretty beautiful. I could bring my fox. I probably couldn't bring her, actually.
Don't bring your fox. We have people on our team. Vanessa. She would totally try to steal your fox.
Take her on the plane. I don't think they'd like that very much. But
and I don't think domesticated foxes are legal pets in California. So you
it
might
depends
your...
on what state. It depends on what state. I've looked this up for Vanessa. she wants
to come to Australia. She can come and live in my house with the fox. But
foxes for everyone.
obviously Kiahu is the big news today.
Yeah.
But three days.
It's important to note that he's going to be there for the weekend.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's plenty of time for Donya to track him down.
No!
It's okay, because if Hecklin comes to our con, you guys will probably have to keep giving me CPR, because I have really bad asthma.
He has given me an asthma attack before.
Did you guys get that stupid calendar?
I'm sorry about the calendar.
You should invite them to come and sell things.
Or I don't know what's the situation with that charity. Yeah,
we've actually talked about it because the merchandise is such a delicate thing because there's no actual official Teen Wolf merchandise. So we've been talking about having the actors bring in any of them who have music that they do on the side or anything like that. We've talked about them coming in and selling stuff. We've been talking about getting
that t-shirt company that Posey's constantly promoting.
We talked about Reflected Back. We've talked about getting people who run Etsy shops to maybe come and set up a booth at our place. And
that would be amazing.
Get some stuff out there. But we're still trying to figure out if we can even do that, but I would love to sell those Reflected Back calendars because I would like to get one, but I don't want to pay for shipping.
You don't want one? They're horrible. They really.
No, Karen showed me. Our Karen showed me hers on Skype last night, and it's like this huge picture,
it's so big. I don't have it, but it's so big.
It is huge, and the calendar's this big, and you can't even write. It's useless for me because it's gonna be an November all year long, I'm just saying.
Does anyone want to bring one of the Reflected Back calendars to ByteCon just to see if it is actually the same size as me?
I will bring mine.
Hello to everyone watching. Who's watching right now, by the way? I just wanted to say hi to everyone watching and live tweeting this. There's quite a few people.
There's quite a lot.
Watching online. The fox isn't coming. I'm sorry to whoever was a real wolf and a fox. My fox is not going on the plane. She will not like that. She doesn't even like to go in a crate, and she's like a demon, but she only likes to sit on a pillow. That's it. So if you can levitate her on a pillow across the Pacific Ocean, she can but yeah. I mean, we as a podcast, like, we're all attending as fans. Well, I think that we are, unless some sort of big drama happens. But we as a podcast, like, as an entity, are also going to be... are also going to be, like, guests at the convention, not celebrity guests, because we're not celebrity, but we're going to be helping out in...
Friends of the con.
Friends of the con.
I think it's guests of the con.
We're going to be helping out at the convention. It's already announced that we're going to be hosting a tea party while, I think, in conjunction with the beer tasting for those who don't want to drink beer. And we spoke a little bit about that on one episode.
About the beer tasting, we will be allowed to have Daunt's teas there. So if you are a fan of Daunt.
Yeah, we did just get the okay for Daunt's teas to be at the tea party.
Okay, so. Well, that's excellent news. Is the thing about the tea ready, Donya, or should we not do that?
Actually, funny you should say that. I've actually got Daunt up in another chat. So let's see.
So we'll be having a twee little tea party that I have, like, overblown ideas of decorating and going out to, like, florists and getting all these purple flowers and tablecloths and, like, I need someone to bring, like, a proper teapot and all of this stuff. And I'm like, where can I bake things? Probably it's not going to be that beautiful, but I have some overblown ideas about what this tea party should be.
And I'm excited to hear every single one of them.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that the hotel will, you know, help out with that as well. So we'll see. Yeah. But we'll be doing that. Not that we also don't want to do some beer tasting, but we'll be there. And then. The other big thing, we'll be running around the whole weekend, but the other big thing that we wanted to officially announce is that we will be doing a live podcast as a panel. I believe that's how you guys want to run it. Like, we'll have a panel where you guys can come and sit and watch us live, but the entire thing will be... I mean, I'm not sure what if the other programming is planning to be recorded exactly, but with ours, we'll be recording it ourselves and then releasing it as... podcast online. So I'll be sitting there with my little microphone, but it'll be a live event, which should be cool. We don't know exactly what we're going to do. Obviously, we'll have people come and chat to us, either the audience members or any of the special guests at the con who are bored and want to come and sit with us. They are more than welcome. Or the con organizers or whoever wants to. We'll have a massive live event that we'll record and put up as an episode for those who are sadly not able to be there. So any ideas for what you'd like to happen in the live podcast is open to, you know, the floor is open. I've got really bad stage fright, so I really hope that none of you come. But
I think doing, like, a Google thing where, like, people can see you, but you can't actually see them is a little bit more scary for me. But, you know,
whatever. I'm like,
oh my god, people are looking at me. What if I have a booger? What if, like, I spit at the camera? Oh my god, what if, like, it cuts out? Or so, what if I say something really stupid, which I already have, Tyler Hoechlin, but, you know.
I'm sure that we will, I'm sure that it'll be okay. Once we're there, and I'm just like, lol, whatever, like, you know, I'll probably be, like, really brash and, like, overcompensating for the fact that I'm super, super scared. But, you know.
Yeah, it's been really hard to remember that I shouldn't be swearing so much during this, because
don't worry about that. I'm not too bothered about that.
I have the worst language, and just, I live in a dorm, so, like, I don't have any parents to, like, watch my mouth around or whatever, so we just swear all the time, and it's, like, a conscious effort for me to, like, no swearing.
It'll be fine.
You're an enabler, Katie Walker. I'm sorry, I'm yelling at my roommate. You guys, I'm being super unprofessional.
It's fine. I don't know whether this con environment is, like, if there's an age limit, if it's, like, under 18 or...
We don't want to set an age limit because Teen Wolf's target demographic, contrary to, like, what the internet would lead you to believe, is actually 13 to 18-year-olds.
And so the internet really? Will tell you that it's all
yes.
like
they
early
write
20
all
something.
The porn? Like is that them
yeah,
writing
right?
all the porn? Like
early the internet
that,
was leading you to believe that it's people in their mid 20s watching Teen Wolf all day every day. But,
same with One Direction fandom.
Yeah,
my
right?
opinion of One Direction fandom is that it's like 25-year-old funny people.
Yeah, it's and it's actually not. Like a bunch of, you know, screaming 15-year-olds, and that's
yeah.
cool. Like, my little sister's 15, and she really wants to go. And, I mean, we're going to try and make that happen for her, because her birthday's in May.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice
so
little
basically,
present
oh, yeah, I was just asking that to see whether we will be swearing during the panels or not. So we will try and...
A PG-13, like, rating, so we're going to, like, you know... Swearing's all right, I guess.
But obviously,
not...
there'll be some events, i.e., the beer tasting, that are
21
plus.
Over. Yeah, and there are certain. So... We have a couple of other things that like are in the works. If certain of other like guests of honor come, and then those would have an age limit on it. But like, as far as the con is concerned, we don't have an age limit on it. Just, you know, mm-hmm. if you're bringing your 8-year-old, understand that they're probably going to hear some stuff that they, you know, you're going to have to explain a little bit later.
Yeah, I mean, the show is not for 8-year-olds.
No. So, it's
hey, if you're letting your 8-year-old stay up that late to watch it.
well, I actually get it at 7. I get it at 7. That's not even prime time.
West Coast advantages. I get it at 3 a.m.
That's gross. Don't watch it live.
For you, Sonya.
I
yes, she does. Sometimes she does.
Comment. Am I being judged?
No,
I would do it too. I would do it too.
We're the last yes. ones that would judge you, Danya.
Yeah, I watch it live.
Yeah.
I'm away. Hands
listen,
up. Yes.
I would never judge anybody in the Teen Wolf fandom because I'm 25 years old and I'm supposed to be an adult, okay? And I get emotional.
I'm
like, 27. About the shoe.
You are like, 27 and look at my shirt. I'm not allowed to judge anyone. But don't worry. I'm just trying to pass, you know, how, PG or whatever the con will be and, you know, whether
they're... PG-13.
I mean, Danya, when you went to Wolfsbane, was that like the content of the panel? Was that a bit? That was a bit saucy, wasn't it?
So it got a little bit saucy in the last one, the last panel, because you've probably seen the soundbite by now on Tumblr. You've
mm-hmm.
probably seen it. It's basically Tyler Hoechlin just, like, they asked them what their favorite swear words were.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Tyler
oh, yeah.
Hoechlin just did this low, breathy
Tyler
kind
Hoechlin
of,
is a danger to society.
Fuck. And it just, you should have cleared the whole room. My God.
I'm
yeah.
sure that things will end up getting completely out of hand. I'm sure that they will.
Amazing.
A girl
there
can only
go.
Hope.
Yeah. So, jump way, way, way back. The tea party thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We have a tea.
Yes.
We've now got a podcast tea based
tastes
on our
like
show.
Podcast.
Awesome.
You can now have a tea to drink while you're listening to us. It's amazing. Don't just blog it on Tumblr, I think. Possibly. I don't know. We've got the description. If you want me to read out the description.
Does it taste like ashes and pain, like or something? Like,
we couldn't
no,
make it
ours,
a whole
so it
episode
like...
without bringing up anything to do with Derek and Fire. We couldn't do it. We couldn't make it.
No.
No. Oh, God. If you've read my bio, then you know Derek Hale is my favorite, like, hands down. So we could talk about him all you want. I don't really care. I could spend forever talking about Derek Hale.
I'd probably cry a lot.
Yeah. Like, I just remember the first time when the credits came for season two, and we just saw those pictures of him in the, like, the baby powder, and we didn't think about it. And then, like, 2 weeks later, everybody's like, it's Ash! She's covered in Ash! And we were just, like, uncontrollably the next time we saw it.
I find it hilarious.
Which one of you told me that one? Because that actually destroyed me. One of you told me that.
All I remember is people making memes about how it's because he likes to bake. Like,
oh, God, yes, I remember that.
Well, I was so confused about that to begin with, because I was like, why is everybody talking about Derek Hill baking so much? This makes no sense. And they're like, it's the opening credits. I was like, oh.
Cross-fandom. Cross-fandom Derek Hill for the Great British Bake Off.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sorry, America, if you don't understand.
I'm like,
that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm laughing.
No, I want an AU. And it has to be Great British Bake Off. Like, you can't, if you guys ever do the Great American Bake Off, it will not be the same. Like, it won't have the same thing. I want an AU. Someone write me an AU where it's like Derek and Styles and their contestants, and that Styles is, like, really free and easy and just makes a really big mess all the time and, like, makes up his recipes, but they always end up kind of good. And Derek is, like, really precise and, like, pedantic about everything, and he gets really angry about how free and easy Styles is, and then, like, they kind of end up becoming friends, and it's, yeah, and lots of Sue Perkins mocking Derek. Please, someone write this.
I read one where Derek was like a Gordon Ramsay type character, and it made me really happy because I spent so much of my summer watching Kitchen Nightmares. I love Kitchen Nightmares so much, mm-hmm.
You wrote poetry.
I did. I've written Gordon Ramsay poetry. I have indeed.
Oh,
it's incredible. It is so much fun.
The best thing.
He's so great. I think the only other thing that I really wanted to talk about was volunteers.
Yes.
Yes. I just remember we need volunteers. In order for us to be able to run this convention with any kind of like coherency, we need volunteers. We've gotten a few volunteer applications, but by a few I mean a moderate amount, but we definitely need more. And like, If you want to go to the con and you're thinking maybe you can't afford it, or like, you know, volunteer. If you're a volunteer, it's a discounted ticket price. Mm-hmm. And we need volunteers. We need volunteers for like crowd control. We need volunteers for security. We need more people to help us run this con. And I'm very close to begging right now because we need them.
I have volunteered at other cons, and it's a really good experience. Like, I'm not, like, making that up. Even if you're, like, sitting there the night before registration opens, like, stuffing all the packs and sitting in circles, you just meet people and automatically talk to them and become best friends. I'm still good friends with a girl I met volunteering at my first Leakey. It's really, really good experience if you have any interest in events or the entertainment industry, like, especially if you do stuff involving crowds or fans or celebrities. Like, it's really, really good experience in how that all works in, you know, even on your resume or whatever. Like, sorry to like be like pimping this out so professionally, but it's a very beneficial experience if you have any interest in like working that industry in the long run. Like, if you prove that you can like handle that kind of thing, like, you know, working at signings, you know, working the line at signings, seating, you know, seating people at big events, like controlling a group of people. Like at LeakyCon 2 years ago, like I seated rooms like for a Harry Potter senior year, which in StarKid world, you guys, if you know that, how insane that was, like keeping all of those people like under control, trying to get them from point A to point B in the hotel without, like, there was such a process, you have no idea. But anyway, it's a very good, and it's also kind of cool if you like, I'm not trying to be like superiority, but it's kind of cool if you like things from a behind the scenes perspective, like as a, you know, which obviously I do, you know, working for Hyperball and doing this show. If you feel more involved in attending things when you're kind of a bit behind the scenes rather than like an observer in the audience, then volunteering is really cool for that as well, because you kind of see what's going on and you feel like you're more a part of it than just an observer. And I,
I don't want to go, like, if I was not coming to this con as a friend of the podcast, I would volunteer, and I'm like, I would still do volunteer work if you need extra people when we're there. Like, I volunteer for all cons that I go to, basically. So, yeah, do it. It's good.
You tend to make a really close family when you volunteer as well.
Yeah.
Because you get to know the people
and
that you're on
back
shift
from
with.
From year to year, like, volunteering, like, you know, the same cons and stuff. So if there's another bike con, like, it'll be part of the team from
in
the long run. And, yeah.
We have plans for more bike cons. And we are planning to do a bike con on the East Coast next year. So.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. I would love to do. We're looking at spring in LA and fall on the East Coast again, if we can manage it. Those are that's our big dream.
If you guys support us,
to come to this one.
Yeah, because we need your support. We're doing this without banks and loans, and you know, all of this is.
Let's be real. My credit can't take that hit. we have plans for, and then in the next year. The next year after that, we have plans for other conventions that are not Teen Wolf Cons. Like, we would love to do what we've affectionately nicknamed Lady Con, where
Lady Con,
all of the
yes.
guests of honor are female actors. That's mm-hmm. the dream. That's my goal in life, is to host a Lady Con.
Yeah.
No men allowed.
No boys allowed.
Yeah.
Haley, wow.
Yeah,
everybody.
Listen, you know,
not even just Teen Wolf, though, like, across the
not
board.
Not even just
Teen
Wolf,
like,
but, like, Lauren Cohen from, like, The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I would pay a lot of money for Katie Cassidy from Supernatural. That's why I love her, but she's in other stuff, too, I guess. But, like, you know, just, like, badass ladies who don't take no shit from nobody. Like, that's the whole point of the con. It's the dream. Stana Katic. I would probably cry all over her a lot. So I don't think I would be able to hold myself in composure if she came within like 50 feet of me. I would probably start crying.
Amazing. I mean last weekend, got a friend of mine into Castle, which if you follow my Twitter account was full of ridiculous quotes, because we made it to the Hecklin episode, and I'd completely forgotten about it.
The first time I watched it, which was, about a year ago or so, I was like, I didn't know, and they opened the door. It's not like I knew and I forgot. I didn't know, but I already watched Teen Wolf, and he opened the door and was there grinning with his violin, and I literally screamed. I was like, what is this? If any of you haven't seen the Castle episode starring Tyler Hecklin, you must.
I have seen it.
Adorable.
Yes. I'm so ashamed of myself, because if you look at my bookshelf right over there, these movies right here are the Tyler Hecklin collection. Really bad.
I didn't even know all his movies were out on DVD. Like, I didn't think they were like good enough to be
VHS. She has some of them on VHS.
Oh, no. The Family Tree? The Family Tree is VHS, because you cannot buy it on DVD. I know it's everywhere.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I'm impressed.
I'm, like, super ashamed.
Dedication.
I'm super ashamed.
To go back to the tea just for a second. So that tea that you'll see featured as the Not Enough Another Teen Wolf podcast tea blend, we'll hopefully have that at our tea party. But also, this is a little announcement due, specifically to do with us. The artwork on that is exclusive to us, basically, because it was created specially for us for the new layout that Donya and Jen have been working on all winter that is now live. You might have seen it accidentally go live a couple of hours ago. It was meant to go live now. But if you go directly on our Tumblr, not on our Dash, we have our own special... layout of the team doing some podcasting. It's got all sorts of features. Donya, do you want to sort of take us through that quickly before we go? Because that was our last thing, I think.
Yeah, so basically the new layout was designed basically to make things easier for all of you. So if you ever come to us to try and find something, everything's all in one place. So you can find out a little bit more about all of the girls involved in the podcast, because we now have
a nifty little page right at the bottom with bios and links to everything else that we do. So our own Tumblrs, our Twitters, and Hyperbole links for those of us who are on Hyperbole as well. Mm. And then stuff like we've got a newly laid out tags page. So if you're looking for something specific, you can go and find it. Page
now as well.
Yeah, so there is a podcast master list. So if you were looking for a particular podcast episode, it's easy to find it. We've put in iTunes links, the links on Hyperbole, and the Tumblr posts if you need to get back and find them again. And let me think, what else have we got? Oh, all of the episodes, actual Teen Wolf episodes. You can now go in and find a master list of all of those episodes, and links to Amazon, iTunes, and the MTV website where you can either purchase, download, or stream it online. So, yeah, just and, go have a look. Oh, an event calendar as well.
Oh, yeah, events. There's a little feature where you can change the default color coding on it, so you can make it Alpha Red, Beta Gold, Roscoe Jeep Blue, or Wolfsbane Purple, and that changes the colors of the some of the fonts and the clothes of the team. My favorite thing about this entire thing is Derek being trapped outside the podcasting booth, not allowed to enter because his life is so hard. But
I just need to point out that my one single contributing factor to this layout, because you guys know how bad I am at Tumblr.
Yeah, Donya did it as like a surprise, basically.
Yeah,
like Donya and Dred did this
a Christmas present.
A Christmas present.
But I named the blue color Roscoe. I just have to say that. My one contributing factor.
Yeah. Where are the bios? What should I be clicking for bios? Do you want to give me
It's all the way at the bottom. The way down at the bottom. There's a little bit called Meet the Team.
Oh, thank God. And you don't have continuing scrolling either, do you? You have page by page scrolling.
I hate
continuing scrolling.
Same.
Pardon? Yeah, I have to go page by page. I'm not here for continuing scrolling. Sorry to anyone who I've had arguments about that, but with you before. But yeah, the bios are beautiful. And then we've got, Brooke, Courtney, Donya, me, and Karen bios on the page with our, oh my god, and even my personal Tumblr is linked, which is like new for me because I don't really Tumblr all that much.
I'm like all by myself now, Natalie. You left me for the world of Tumblr.
No, it's only because of One Direction. I'm so sorry. And I love this. I love this because the this is like totally random and not related, but my part of the One Direction fandom, which is like all like mid-20s adults who think they're hilarious, is kind of like so done with the drama that happens in like Tumblr fandom that they have literally gone and made a new live journal community to discuss the goings on of like their part of the fandom. I'm like, you're gone back to live journal. I love you. I love you. Live journal is my favorite blogging platform and it will always be. It's how I got into fandom. I think it's the best way to handle fandom, and I don't really like Tumblr because I think it's really transient and it goes really fast and it's not very well archived unless you have a beautiful blog like ours where everything is perfectly archived. But very few fandoms have one that good. So it's
kudos
really like,
to Brooke and Courtney.
Yeah. It's Tumblr in general is not a tool I find easy to use in following a fandom. And I like live journal community where you can go on the calendar and you can see the entire history of posts and then the discussions in the comments. And so I'm really happy that I have this small, One Direction live journal community now.
I love Tumblr. Adriana and I met Lauren on Tumblr. Like, we didn't know each other before we were on Tumblr, but, like, I do get really nostalgic for live journal sometimes.
I mean, I think this is something I could literally write essays about, but I think it's kind of like, because Tumblr is all individual blogs, there's not a sense, like, it may feel communal, but everyone is just sort of shouting out into the ether, and it's kind of chance if you see someone or come across, and you can kind of, there's not really a comment system. You can do an ask or reblog with your own comment, but it's not the same as, like, a general post about something and then everyone having a conversation about it in the comments. It's, like, it's really different, and I find it quite, quite difficult. So, yeah, I just... anyway, but our Tumblr has been very beneficial to us and is very nicely organized as an archive now, and now it looks really pretty. So I have a personal Tumblr now, mainly due to just keeping an eye on our fandom and also One Direction. But
one thing I did forget about with the layout, and it is also fairly relevant to BiteCon as well, there's a countdown timer
at
the bottom for when we're going to be in LA.
My God. Yeah, because we had we had a countdown to when we, you know, the season came back and now it's back. Now we have Not Another Teen Wolf podcast takes over LA. 11 weeks! I should book a flight! Jesus!
Oh, God. When you put it like that, it's, like, terrifying. Oh,
don't,
God.
No, that's, like... That's like a quarter. Like, I can't, like...
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited, you guys. You have no idea. Like, oh, my God. I
thought you know what? Like, I don't... I hate to be a tease because, like, we can't really talk about anything because we've been, you know, in contact with MTV, obviously, and there's so much stuff that, like, I want to talk about and be
there's
like, come!
There's so much cool stuff.
But we can't.
There's so much cool stuff to come, you guys. There's so, like... Yeah. There's just, I mean, I'm so excited about it. Like, there's just so much great stuff that's going, even outside of, like, any other actors that we may or may not book. Like, there's just cool shit going down at BiteCon, you guys. Like,
yeah,
like,
I wish we could talk about it. It's like holding it all inside, and I'm like, I want to talk about it. No, I can't talk about it.
MTV has been really supportive of us, and they've been, like, really great, like trying to like help us out and make sure that this, you know, this happens and stuff. And it's been really like they're willing to do like work with us so much. And I just want to talk about it a lot.
Soon. 11 weeks. Soon. And just for anybody who's like, I don't want to go to a con by myself, go, because I met my very best friend, Vanessa, at a Supernatural con. She went by herself, and I went with Liz, but, like, Vanessa just walked up to us, and we started a conversation, and now she's, like, my best friend. Like, I would die for her, and it wouldn't have happened if she hadn't gone, like, if she hadn't been too scared. So don't be scared to go.
It's just an environment where that initial level of, like, courtesy, or that initial level of kind of, like, you know, what's kind of normal in meeting someone new is just, like, gone. It's just, like, stripped away, and it's just you're immediately on this same level with most of the people there. Like, you'll overhear a random bit of conversation, like, mentioning one or two words, and you'll be like, I know what you're talking about, and you just jump in on the conversation. Like, it's fine. It's so unrestrained, like, in a way that nerds rarely get the chance to be. So it's
good. Yeah, because we're your people. Like, your people.
That's what I love the most about conventions, I think. Like, this is where you go to meet people that are into the same things
as you. And who know how to talk the same way as you, and that you don't have these weird, stilted introductions, and it's like, it's fine. Like, it'll be good.
Exactly.
If you guys are nervous, you can just hang out with us, because...
I think we have it blocked out, too, where we're going to have time available in the...
Like a meetup.
Like a Tumblr meetup. Yeah. So, you know...
And that'll be, presumably the night of registration or something like that.
It's going to be Friday morning. Pre-registration starts on Thursday, and it'll be Friday morning in the morning before the panel starts. We have the ballroom, it's going to be open all day, but there's going to be, like, an hour and a half time in the morning for you to go and hang out with your Tumblr friends. Because for a lot of people who are coming, this is the first time they're going to meet their Tumblr friends in real life. And I'm like, I'm always down for meeting people on the internet. Like, always. Let's go hang out. Let's do it. Like, always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. I've never met Karen in real life. So
I've never met any of the girls, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I met
And Courtney I'm just going to cry for, like, an hour.
That's okay.
I'm probably going to spend the entire weekend crying. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm going to be crying the weekend. I'm just going to be crying and, like, not sleeping. I'm just crying.
Yeah. The thing I find funniest is I've met Courtney and Brooke, and I've been friends with Courtney and Brooke for, like, years, but Natalie and I were actually at the same convention.
Yeah, we were at the same con, but we didn't meet. And I met Courtney Brook there as well, so I don't know if we were, like, sitting in the same room and we didn't realize, like... I remember Courtney, like, taking pictures with someone, and maybe I did meet you and didn't realize. I don't know, but clearly we don't remember it. Like we didn't... Great, like, yeah, but I don't know, it's weird.
We were there for, like, 4 days. Whole days. We never ran into each other.
Who's currently running your Twitter? Because they've just tweeted saying, using the con Twitter to tell Natalie that my sister says you're her favorite. She feels all your Harry Styles feels, as do I. Okay, let's talk Harry Styles about
it. I'm deeply offended.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. You just don't love One Direction enough to be anyone's favorite, Karen. I'm sorry. Don't you know what it takes to be down with the kids these days?
Our friend Megan, who does amazing drawings, and if you remember from our last live stream, if you watched our last live stream, drew a load of pictures for us, has just drawn us Baker Derek.
Oh no.
Sitting in front goodness. Of his oven.
I love her. I'm obsessed with her drawings. She is so
I need
cool.
to buy them. Like, I want to... She should... That's the kind of thing, by the way. This is just an idea. You don't have to do it. That is the kind of thing that I, like, my roommate has actually done that at a con. Get fan artists to do commissions.
Girl,
like,
if you don't think we've already been talking about this.
Oh, well, I know. I'm not saying it's my brilliant and original idea. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, yeah, they sit at the desk and they like, as something they can sell for, like, $5, $1, yeah. whatever, like, to do the commissions as, like, sketches and, like, that kind of thing. People love, like, can you draw me, Giles, as a... Dalmatian? Yeah. I don't know. Like, but yeah, that would be amazing. So yeah, that would be one kind of merchandise that might be cool.
We have a lot of really great like ideas and stuff. We just need to hammer out the details of it.
Yeah, I mean, because other cons sell a lot of like I have no idea about the legality, but like a lot of cons sell like fan made like things. Like I don't know about copyright, but. Lots of cons do it, so I don't know how that flies, but... I mean, I know Donya said there wasn't really any merchandise or vending at the Wolfsbane, so...
No, there was none.
Yeah, well...
The only thing that was sold were, like, prints of, like, either ones that the actors had brought themselves that you could get signed, like photo prints, and then ones that... We did the giveaway for it, but the really gorgeous black and white like portrait set that they did, and that was exclusive to the con, and they were so pretty.
They were, like, oh my God, thing. I'm obsessed with the Baker Derek because he's being that crazy person on the floor like Glenn watching the oven. Donya, I'm dying. I need to buy that, Megan. I'm buying that off you, just so you know. Like I need it, like. And I still need Wolves in Space as well, but Jesus. Anyway, we could probably do this for a long time. We should end at some point. But
I was going to say, this kind of has gone to a place.
I have a special request. I have no idea. Don't even say anything. Don't even say anything if it's something that you're, like, trying and haven't been able to do or trying and you are in the process and can't reveal it. I want a meet and greet with Roscoe. I want them to drive that Jeep down to the parking lot and let people take fan photos in it. That's what you should have. There you go. That's what we
hashtag nuts, actually. Roscoe for BikeCon.
Yeah. Roscoe for BikeCon. I'm making a Tumblr.
It's just a funny story because when we met Matt for the first time, the one who runs the Twitter and the Tumblr.
Yeah. Hi, Matt. I think he was watching this earlier, by the way.
Was he really?
Yeah. Apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
We saw you tweeting, Matt, if you're still around. We saw you.
he was telling us about how they wanted to bring in the Nemeton for the DVD release party, but that thing is, like, huge. I don't know. It's so funny to me, and he's like, it would spread out of foam, and it would get destroyed. I don't know, it's just funny.
You can build our own, just find a tree and chop it down, like a tree stump and, like, haul it out of the ground and just be like, here you go, guys, Nemeton.
Why does Baker Derek look
like his life depends on whatever's
where
in
are you seeing
because
this Baker
you
Derek?
Don't understand Great British Bake Off, Karen, because that is what they do. Like,
where are you seeing him? I want to see Baker Derek. Where is
we retweeted this? Twitter. Have we retweeted it yet?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did we retweet it?
Somewhere. Von tweeted.
I know Vaughn tweeted it. I'm going to retweet it.
He's watching the oven because it's a thing. Like, on Great British Bake Off, it's a thing. They get so paranoid, like, that things going wrong, they sit in front of the oven and make sure it's, like, rising correctly. And, like, it's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks so sad. Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible.
He looks so sad. Why?
Is that how Derek Hale's entire life? Does he just walk around looking sad all the time? I think that's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Sad
Derek Hale makes me sad.
if people can have, like, a meet and greet with the Batmobile at Comic-Con, I'm saying Roscoe for Bite-Con. We'll see. That would be
a really cool idea. I don't know how that would work, but Matt, if you're still watching,
just drive it down there, just park it. If anyone's just got a blue Jeep that they want to pretend is that Jeep,
I've seen some.
I see them a lot in San Francisco, and I'm always like.
Apparently it's a Northern California thing. So yeah, bring Roscoe to BikeCon.
Speaking of Northern California, really quickly, it always makes me laugh whenever I watch the early seasons of Teen Wolf because it's so obvious that they're not even in California a little bit. Like, now that I've been to Northern California, like, my summer job is in Northern California, and like. Mm. It's so obvious, and I'm like, did you guys, there are no trees, like, there are so many, like, I wish it wasn't dark outside, because I would just pick up my computer and show you. I live in the Redwood Forest. My campus is, like, this giant hill in the Redwoods, and, like, that's all Northern California, all of it's just Redwoods. And so, like, when I watch the early seasons of Teen Wolf, and I'm like, did you guys even try? And I mean, I love it. Obviously, I watched the first two seasons a lot because they make me happy. Season three makes me sad, but I always laugh because I'm like, that's so obviously not even
sorry,
California.
Sorry, sneezing. Sorry.
I understand.
I have a question.
What's that?
Yes. I don't know where specifically you guys are from, but do they have that Mischief Night there? Because I have lived in California for 25 years, and that is not a thing. So I'm just like,
let me tell you. We were watching. We were watching that episode of my roommate when Coach said that he came out and he was like Mischief Night. Before Coach, when it was Barrow, sorry, and he was like, do those kids still do Mischief Night? And my roommate was like, well, he's definitely not from Detroit, and I was like, what? And she's like, they call it Devil's Night in Detroit. It's from The Crow. And I was like, oh my god, you were such a teen god. Like, the movie The Crow is apparently set on Mischief Night, but is called Devil's Night, and it's in Detroit. But this girl went on holiday to Detroit on purpose, so.
We don't have a Mischief Night in California, like, at all.
I've never heard of it. Like, I thought it was, like, All Hallows Eve or something. Is that, like.
But in California, I think the bigger deal is the Day of the Dead stuff that happens after Halloween.
Yeah, we have a lot of Hispanic, like, people.
Mexican culture in California, so that's a big deal. But, like,
I mean,
I've never heard of Mischief Night until this year.
I know, born and raised in California, and yeah, it was so weird.
I don't know. I'd heard of people sort of playing pranks on Halloween. I didn't know it was, like, specifically the day before. But Halloween here is not a real thing. Like, it's only because we try to be, like, out of American movies. It's not actually a thing.
By the time you get Halloween's to college, not Halloween really is just an excuse to drink. You just hang out with your friends and you drink. We don't go trick or treating. I didn't even wear a costume. I was Abraham Lincoln this year. I lied. I did wear a costume. I had a top hat and a painted on beard, and I wore a dress. It was Abraham Lincoln. Awesome. But, like, no,
Abraham Lincoln.
One of my friends is from the East Coast, and she was like, texting me on the night before Halloween. She was like, "Wait, you guys really don't do Mischief Night?" Because she went to school in Santa Barbara, and I was like, "No." What is that? Like, I've never heard of it before. We dressed up on Halloween
New York,
and we get drunk.
And I've never heard of it either.
No.
Really?
No.
She's from New Jersey. Yeah. It's, like, right there. Like, right next to each other.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mischief
it's like
Night,
right
man.
That's a cool name.
It's weird.
Let's finish that up, actually, because we usually do a non sequitur question at the end of each episode, which is something I just instilled in order to make us talk crap. But let's round that off quickly with, like, non sequitur question.
best costume that any of you have ever done, like best costume that you've ever worn, either as a child or an adult?
I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln. It was so good. It was so good.
I'm going to go with my... Hold on, where is... let me pull it up, because I'm so proud of this costume. I was Captain America, and I did it in, like... I did it in, like, a day.
Oh, Donya's dying.
Give me.
It was really great. Your Captain America costume was off the chain, as they say. I don't know who says that anymore, but, you know.
As the kids say.
As I love kids, me some Captain America.
I don't know how this will translate.
That was the thing.
I don't know how this will translate well on the...
We can tweet it out, like, if you send us the picture. I can just see more.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, stop moving. Can you stop moving? Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Okay. Yeah, it was... I don't know. I can post it. I put it on my Tumblr. I'll, like, reblog it or something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I love Captain America so much.
I love Captain America. Not my favorite, but I do love him.
What was your best costume then, Donya?
Best costume? Now, this is the
costuming?
I have a funny thing. I used to be involved with a cosplay group from Bristol, and I used to do a lot of cosplay.
For a certain fandom, or like anime, or
We used to get groups together, and we did it across like video games and anime and everything. Oh. So we did proper big groups. Let me think. What was the best one that we did? I did a Final Fantasy one. If any of you are familiar with Final Fantasy IX, I did a Garnet costume, Princess Garnet costume.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So.
I'm going to
have to
go. If there's anyone out there who's a Final Fantasy fan.
Because my dining hall closes in a half an hour, and I haven't eaten since like 12. So trials and tribulations of dorm life are pulling me away.
Okay.
Because I don't want to walk all the way. UC Santa Cruz is huge, and I'm not walking to another dining hall. It's far. So it was super great for you guys to have us on here.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I got to, like, talk to more of you guys, because Donny and I have Skyped before, but I'm so glad that I got to, like, talk to you guys and stuff. And I'm so glad you guys are all coming to BiteCon, and I hope everybody out there who's watching.
Thank you for inviting us and, like, sorting things out so that we could all come. Like, that's
generous
and lovely.
You guys have done so much for us, and I was saying earlier today or yesterday on Tumblr, I was, like, literally, like, teaming up with you guys was the best thing that we could have done as a convention company, because you guys have been so great.
Yeah, I'm really
so
glad
great.
We did that. Yeah, you guys are, like, so supportive, and it's really nice, and especially in a fandom where people can be very polarizing, so.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We, like...
Well, that's okay. BiteCon... BiteCon / Not Another Wolf Podcast OTP, clearly. So, yeah.
our logo superimposed over each other, and I put it right. People are going to be like, what is that? I'm going to be like, if you don't know, then you don't deserve to know.
That's great.
Okay, so I'm going to go. It was lovely talking with all of you guys, and I will see you guys in April. And
all right.
See you, Adriana, in February.
11 weeks.
No,
see
don't,
you in 11
don't
weeks.
Talk about it. It's too soon. Too soon.
Oh, gosh. Don't. We're going to get terrified.
I'm going to puke Crunch probably. Time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So real quick, Karen, best costume.
Okay, I was going to say, this isn't necessarily my best costume, but it's probably the funniest one, because one year when I was little, I was Queen Amidala from Star Wars,
which
is hilarious, because I just watched Star Wars for the first time last year, so basically I had no idea who she was.
Did your dad make you wear it or something? Like, did someone...
No, I think I wanted to wear it. I don't know. The costume looked cool, I guess, and like I painted my face white and did the lip thing. And
amazing.
And I mean, I still haven't seen the, like, episodes 1-3, so I still don't really know who she is, so that's cool.
She's my dog. My dog's really bad, mate.
That's cute.
Aww.
Mine is probably, I mean, I've done a few light cosplays, like not hardcore, like Donya style cosplays, but I've done like Death from the Sandman series, like his Neil Gaiman's Death, which is like a gothy girl with like this certain makeup. I've done like Crowley from Good Omens with like a girl, another girl who was doing a Zero Fail. That was fun.
I
literally bought snakeskin shoes for it. Not real snakeskin, but I bought like snakeskin shoes for
pretend
it as well.
Snakeskin.
It was fun. And a couple, like last year for Halloween, like, oh no, 2012, me and my friends, and this is like the worst thing ever, went to a party that was like, I think like a Rule 63 party, like that like thing off 4chan, like if it exists on the internet, there's porn of it, like, thing. It wasn't corny, it was like, you go with something that the, and we basically went as members of My Little Pony, like the current My Little Pony fandom thing, and I made these wigs for all of us, like I put ears like into the wigs for everyone. They were kind of human, but like we got like the patch of their cutie mark and like wore the right colours, and then like I did these wigs, like, and I was Twilight Sparkle, duh, because I'm like super nerdy and controlling like her, and it was ridiculous, and I don't even like really like that fandom, and it was definitely before all of like the brony Reddit wank started, but they were such good wigs and I made them. It was amazing. Anyway, we should go now that we've lost Liz, and we'll, Donya's like 3 a.m, so we'll go.
Oh gosh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's not quite 3 a.m yet.
Okay, well that makes it okay.
I commend you.
It totally makes it okay. Yeah. It's still not as late as when I stay up for Teen Wolf, so yeah. It's okay.
Oh, Donya. But we will, we'll see you soon, I guess, everyone, and thank you for sticking with us for 50 episodes. And thank you for supporting ByteCon, and thank you to ByteCon for inviting us to come, and thank you to Kiahu for giving us an excuse to do this live stream.
Yeah. Thank you, Kiahu, for just being.
Oh my god. You're the worst. Oh god, I can't wait for this. It's going
to
be so ridiculous.
Oh god.
But yeah, bye everyone. We'll see you soon. Thank you for watching as well,
bye.
If you watched, and we'll put this episode up later. Bye.
Bye.